Welcome. Today we're speaking with Oren Mennor. He's the Director of Business Development for Mentor Siemens Business. Oren, why don't you start by telling us how this virus outbreak has changed your business?
Sure. Thank you for having me. Okay. So obviously, I mean, this is having a significant impact on the Mentor and Siemens business. And of course, will probably have an effect for many years to come. We are probably only at the beginning, of this change, and this will create a revolution, and for sure in a lot of different aspects of our life, and definitely one of them is also how people deploy software and around factories and how they design them and implement them. Obviously, we can't just change all the business models in one day, so that does have a limit. But what we have done, for example, is first of all, is offer all of our online training free of charge. We understand that we cannot go on site to train customers. And since we are, we work physically with our manufacturers, and we typically do a lot of training face to face and on site. And, people like that. The training comes in 5 days, it builds a relationship. Of course, this is completely impossible now. And that's why we've really taken a lot of our online training, which we sell as a subscription, and we've given it at the moment 30 days free of charge for all of our customers. So if they have any questions, they can, of course, get it there. If they were planning training, they can get it there. And also if the capacity has gone down a little bit and maybe they're breathing now and they have some spare time, they can get online and get better at using our product. We're also giving much more virtual support. So obviously we can't send our application engineers and support engineers on site either. So we're doing much more virtual support. And we're using different kinds of, collaboration tools to try and, get a common language with our customers, because, traditionally you would go on the shop floor and you would say, okay, guys, here, this machine is causing the problem. Well, now we can't do that, but of course we can create some simulation of the factory and use that as we do that. We've been developing products for the cloud. Everybody is. It's not a big secret. I think this is a big sign that we've got to accelerate this, right? If we had many more cloud platforms, we could easily support our customers now with installations, with upgrades, with modifications. The fact that a lot of this software is installed on-premise, on traditional servers, and runs in factories. Of course, when these things happen, it's very challenging. So I think this is gonna cause us to invest even more in the very short future in how we, in bringing more and more tools to the cloud.
What message would you like to share with the customer or the industry right now?
Okay, well, I mean, we've been talking to our customers, and I have to say there's a mix. So our customers in China, first of all, like always, seem to be ahead of the curve. They're up and running. They're at about 80-90% capacity. We've been closing deals in the last couple of days in China even, which is completely extraordinary. So there, I would say the message is, guys, we're with you. We'll support you remotely. We can't come there now, but we've give you all the support as you ramp up production and you start getting everything and going, and we're going to be helping you. Some of our other customers in Germany, in Italy, of course, are much more been hit by this and are down to 20-30% capacity or even close to for a week or two. So there, I think our message is, first of all, guys, stay safe. Siemens, as being a big company, probably has the capacity to withstand this kind of crisis. So we'll be there for you. We'll work with you. We'll help you. And then we have the mixed customers where production is down to, let's say, 50%, and they're up from 10 lines to 5 lines. They have less people in the factory, and everybody who can works remotely. They do bring the essential people in, and then we're supporting them. I imagine we're going to see a big decrease in the number of new product introductions once this is over, because, none of us are going to run now and buy a new iPhone, right? Or none of us are going to go and change our smart television once this is over, because we all understand that, there is economic uncertainties. So consumers are going to probably stay a little bit behind, And also companies are going to probably ramp up production of existing designs, but I don't see a lot of NPIs. But we are expecting, because of all of the impacts of this virus on the supply chain, we are expecting significant shortage of components. So that means that if I was making my device using some capacitors, I might not be able to get them anymore, and the capacitors available might be very similar but not identical. So I expect an increase in product revisions. I expect customers are going to have to do the fine tweaking and are going to have to put a lot of effort on strategic sourcing to get enough components and have to probably mix multiple suppliers, multiple vendors, in order to get to the volume that they want. This means, you know, changes in engineering and bringing these revisions to production, making the tweaks in the different programs. And if you want to stay with the same level of quality, that does require some effort. And of course, we have the engineering tools. We have specific wizards that have been developed for this type of new product revision to make it very smooth and not have to create a full NPI cycle because you've just switched a couple of components and might have made a couple of changes in order to accommodate that. I also believe we're going to see our customers have to go for a higher mix because, again, if I was going to make 10,000 of these products but I simply can't get the components, then I'm going to have to make a batch of 2,000 or 5,000, and I'll make a batch today, and I'll make a batch in 10 days when I do get the components. So even our customers and the industry, which has been more in the high mix, low volume, high mix, mid volume, are probably going to have to go into, you know, they're going to go have to go into lower volumes and more mix, which means, again, changeovers. And that's always a hard transition for anybody to go from low mix, high volume to a production with more changes. And if you want to keep the process intact and you want to make sure that the quality isn't impacted, you have to deploy smart manufacturing solutions, stuff around Industry 4.0. So we're going to work with our customers who want to do that, to do more digitalization of the shop floor, and probably we'll have an opportunity to engage with additional customers who until today didn't really have the need, who will work with us. It's probably not going to be an issue about capacity, right? I don't see capacity as such a big impact for the first time as we come out of these lockdowns, but it's going to be an issue of how you're more agile, you can mix production and stuff like that. I think this type of epidemic has shown us that you have to be agile and you have to be able to move production around, because just as China was going into lockdown, you wanted to move all the production away, maybe initially to Southeast Asia. Then as the coronavirus approached, you know, Malaysia, Thailand, you probably wanted to move it to Europe. Now, suddenly, you can't really manufacture in Western Europe, so you want to move it quickly back to China. But we know that even if you try to, production environments are never identical. And so you need digitalization tools which allow you to quickly move these products between the factories. I mean, I think our customers in the industry have to understand that these types of things can happen. And if you have 5 factories globally, you can probably, you know, continue capacity quite well if you have the ability to move the products between the different factories in a very efficient way, if you don't have to repeat the NPI cycle, if you don't need to contact personally the different people because they might not be available for the first couple of days as they're migrating from working in the office to working at home and stocking up on supplies, right, and stuff like that. So I think we all have to understand that we need to deploy these types of digitalization solutions because we need to be more agile and be able to move the production globally. These things kind of transition through the different countries and different continents.
Well, Oren, we certainly appreciate your insight and your time today, and we'll look forward to some future updates. We thank you very much for spending your time with us today.
Thank you, guys.